Hello, and welcome to the Divorced Dadvocate, divorce support for dads, where we help dads create a healthy and less traumatic divorce. My name is Jude Sandoval, and I'm your host. I created this podcast and the Divorced Dadvocate community as a result of my own high conflict divorce, and because you as a dad deserve all the resources necessary to thrive through this challenging time. I encourage you to check out our website at thedivorcedadvocate.com, where there are resources that correspond to this episode, as well as free access to our membership community, where you will find live meetings, free workshops and courses, private discussion groups, and more. And now, on to this week's episode. Hello, and welcome to the show. I sincerely appreciate you being here today and listening. Today, I'm going to be reading you something that I wrote called Rising from the Ashes, A Father's Journey Through Divorce and Redemption. But before we get to that and I explain it to you a little bit, let me welcome Alex, Ken, Augustine, Eric, Gary, G, Michael, Robert, and James to the Divorced Dadvocate community. If you're not a part of the community yet, check it out at thedivorcedadvocate.com. There are all kinds of excellent resources there, free to paid, that will help you traverse this divorce process. The divorce quiz is one of those, gives you a great opportunity to gauge where you're at in your divorce compared to others who have gone through it, and it'll give you some immediate feedback on that and give you an opportunity to review and chat about it with me. So check it out. That is on the tab called Divorce Quiz at thedivorcedadvocate.com. So I look forward to hearing from you about that. All right. So this is Easter weekend for me, and I'm recording this on Easter Sunday. It's been a contemplative weekend for me. I've not had my daughters this weekend, so it has been it's an important weekend as a Christian man for me, the Easter celebration. And so it's been contemplative. And in that vein, I wrote this about the divorce journey and also correlating it with the idea of redemption and the story of Christ rising from the dead. Now, to my non-Christian friends, please stay tuned with this. I am not professing anything through this episode. I am not a pastor, nor do I aspire to be a pastor. But I think there's some very important spiritual things that we can garner from our divorce and the process and the experience that we have going through it. And for those of you who are my Christian friends listening to this, it's not meant to be blasphemous or disrespectful at all on this very important holiday. I wrote it, and it is heartfelt, and it is meant for us to just contemplate from a greater perspective, from a higher power, what it is that we're going through and what we are experiencing through this divorce. Our divorces, our respective divorces as fathers. So here it is, Rising from the Ashes, A Father's Journey Through Divorce and Redemption. Divorce, with its seismic impact, fractures the bedrock of familial unity, leaving behind a landscape strewn with the debris of dashed dreams and shattered aspirations. For fathers, tasked with navigating these tempestuous waters, the journey through divorce can resemble a Herculean odyssey, fraught with the weight of guilt, grief, and relentless uncertainty. Yet, amidst the crucible of anguish and upheaval, lies an unexpected crucible of transformation, a beacon of redemption, beckoning fathers to rise from the ashes of their past and embark on a pilgrimage towards wholeness and renewal. During this Easter weekend, and inspired by the timeless narrative of Jesus and his resurrection, this exploration ventures into the profound parallels between divine redemption and the arduous journey of fathers through divorce. Like Jesus emerging triumphant from the tomb, fathers are invited to confront their shadows, the shadows of their past, and embrace the dawn of a new beginning, illuminated by the radiance of hope, purpose, and boundless possibility. Acceptance serves as the first step on this sacred journey, a courageous surrender to the harsh realities of divorce and a willingness to confront the turbulent currents of grief and loss. Through acceptance, fathers lay the groundwork for profound healing and renewal, forging a path towards inner peace and reconciliation. Forgiveness follows as a sacred act of liberation, a radical choice to release the burdens of resentment and anger, and embrace compassion for oneself and others entangled in the complexities of divorce. Through forgiveness, fathers untangle the knots of bitterness that bind their hearts, opening the floodgates for grace and reconciliation to flow freely. Introspection becomes a sacred mirror, reflecting the depths of one's soul and illuminating the path towards self-discovery and self-realization. In moments of introspection, fathers confront their deepest fears and vulnerabilities with humility and grace, unearthing hidden reservoirs of strength and resilience that empower them to navigate through the challenges of divorce with courage and fortitude. Crucially, community emerges as a cornerstone of support and solidarity, a nurturing sanctuary where fathers find solace, companionship, and empathy amidst the trials and tribulations of divorce. Surrounded by a community of kindred spirits, fathers draw strength from the collective wisdom and compassion of those who walk alongside them on their journey towards redemption and renewal. Let's break down each one of these, the first being acceptance, embracing the reality of your divorce. The journey of redemption through divorce is a profound odyssey fraught with emotional turbulence and internal struggle. At its genesis lies the pivotal step of acceptance, a courageous acknowledgement of the harsh reality of divorce and a conscious decision to confront the ensuing turmoil head on. Drawing a poignant parallel to the biblical narrative of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, fathers navigating the tumult of divorce may find themselves ensnared in a similar web of anguish and despair. Like Jesus, who grappled with the weight of his impending crucifixion, fathers facing divorce confront a daunting existential crisis, replete with uncertainty and emotional agony. In this chapter, we delve into the labyrinthine terrain of acceptance as the foundational cornerstone of the redemption journey. It is a terrain marked by trepidation and vulnerability, where the stark truth of divorce must be embraced with unwavering courage. Acceptance beckons fathers to traverse the labyrinth of their emotions, to confront the raw pain and upheaval wrought by divorce. It demands a profound surrender, a willingness to relinquish illusions of control and confront the stark reality of loss. Through the crucible of acceptance, fathers are invited to peel back the layers of denial and confront the gaping wounds left in the wake of marital dissolution. The process of acceptance is not merely a passive resignation to fate, but rather an act of radical courage. It is a courageous embrace of vulnerability, an acknowledgement of the wounds that lie beneath the surface. Like Jesus in the garden, fathers are called to confront their inner turmoil with humility and grace, surrendering to the tumult of emotions that threaten to engulf them. Crucially, acceptance is not a linear journey, but a cyclical process marked by ebbs and flows. It is a journey fraught with setbacks and triumphs, moments of despair and fleeting glimpses of hope. Through the crucible of acceptance, fathers are invited to embrace the full spectrum of their emotions, from the depths of despair to the flickering embers of resilience. Ultimately, acceptance paves the way for redemption, a transformative journey of healing and renewal. By surrendering to the pain and embracing the reality of divorce, fathers lay the groundwork for a profound metamorphosis of the soul. In the acceptance, they discovered the resilience to transcend their pain and embrace the possibility of a new beginning. In essence, the journey of redemption through divorce begins with acceptance, a courageous acknowledgement of the harsh reality of divorce, and a profound surrender to the transformative power of grace. Like Jesus in the garden, fathers confront their inner turmoil with humility and resilience, forging a path of healing and renewal amidst the ashes of their shattered dreams. The second, forgiveness, letting go of resentment and embracing compassion. Forgiveness, a cornerstone of both the story of Jesus and the arduous journey of fathers through divorce, emerges as a profound theme steeped in transformative power and spiritual resilience. Much like the narrative of Jesus, who extended forgiveness to those who betrayed and crucified him, fathers navigating the tumult of divorce are called upon to embark on a journey of forgiveness, a journey that begins with extending grace to themselves and others entangled in the dissolution of their marriage. In this chapter, we delve into the intricate tapestry of forgiveness, unraveling its complexities and exploring its profound implications for healing and reconciliation. At its core, forgiveness is a profound act of liberation, a conscious decision to release the shackles of resentment and anger that threaten to ensnare the soul. Drawing inspiration from the story of Jesus, fathers are invited to emulate his radical grace, extending forgiveness to themselves and others involved in the breakdown of the marriage. It is a journey fraught with challenges as fathers confront the wounds inflicted by betrayal and abandonment. Yet through the crucible of forgiveness, they discover the transformative power of letting go. Letting go of the need for retribution and embracing compassion instead. Forgiveness is not a one-time event, but rather a continual process, a journey of unraveling the layers of hurt and resentment that accumulate over time. It demands courage and vulnerability as fathers confront the pain of betrayal and abandonment with an open heart. Yet through this courageous act of grace, they discover the freedom to transcend their pain and embrace the possibility of healing and reconciliation. Crucially, forgiveness is not synonymous with forgetting or condoning the actions that led to the breakdown of the marriage. Rather, it is a radical act of self-compassion, a conscious decision to release the burden of bitterness and reclaim agency over one's emotional well-being. By extending forgiveness to themselves and others, fathers pave the way for profound healing and reconciliation, both within themselves and in their relationships with others. Through forgiveness, fathers unburden themselves of the emotional baggage weighing them down, freeing themselves to embrace a future marked by hope and resilience. It is a journey fraught with uncertainty and vulnerability, yet infused with the transformative power of grace. By embracing forgiveness, fathers discover the resilience to transcend their pain and forge a path of healing and reconciliation, a path illuminated by the radical grace of forgiveness. Third, introspection, finding meaning and purpose in the wilderness. The aftermath of divorce is akin to traversing a wilderness, an expansive and desolate landscape where the familiar landmarks of life have been erased and uncertainty looms large on the horizon. Divorced fathers find themselves thrust into a profound period of introspection and self-discovery. Navigating through the labyrinth of their emotions and grappling with the profound implications of their newfound reality. In this chapter, we embark on a journey into the heart of the wilderness, exploring its transformative power as a crucible for growth and self-revelation. Just as Jesus confronted his deepest fears and vulnerabilities amidst the harsh terrain of the wilderness, divorced fathers are called upon to embark on a similar journey of self-discovery, confronting the shadows that lurk within and unearthing hidden reservoirs of strength and resilience. The wilderness of divorce is a place of paradox, simultaneously barren and teeming with possibility. It is a space where fathers confront the stark reality of their shattered dreams and grapple with the existential questions that arise in the aftermath of marital dissolution. It is also a place of profound potential, a place where fathers can shed the constraints of their former identity and forge a path towards self-renewal and redemption. Crucially, the wilderness is not a place to be feared, but embraced as a catalyst for growth and transformation. It is a space where fathers can strip away the trappings of societal expectations and reconnect with their authentic selves. Divorced fathers have the opportunity to emerge from this self-discovery with a deeper understanding of themselves and their place in the world. In the wilderness, fathers are invited to confront their deepest fears and insecurities, to wrestle with the demons that threaten to engulf them. Yet it is in this confrontation that true liberation is found, a liberation from the shackles of self-doubt and insecurity that have long held them captive. By embracing the wilderness as a sacred space for introspection and growth, fathers can unearth a sense of purpose and meaning that transcends the confines of marriage. Ultimately, the wilderness of divorce is a place of profound transformation, a place where fathers can shed the old and embrace the new, emerging from the ashes of their shattered dreams with a renewed sense of purpose and resilience. By embracing the wilderness as a sacred space for self-discovery, divorced fathers can navigate through the uncertainty of divorce and emerge stronger, wiser, and more whole than they were before. Fourth, rebuilding, constructing a life of meaning and authenticity. Redemption through divorce is not merely about surviving the storm, but about harnessing the wreckage to build something new, something imbued with profound meaning and authenticity. Much like the resurrection narrative of Jesus emerging from the tomb, divorced fathers can envision a future filled with hope and boundless possibility. In this chapter, we embark on a journey of practical wisdom, exploring the essential steps involved in rebuilding one's life after divorce, a journey characterized by resilience, courage, and unwavering perseverance. Rebuilding after divorce is a multifaceted endeavor, requiring fathers to embark on a process of self-discovery and reinvention. At its core lies the task of redefining one's identity, shedding the labels and expectations of the past, and embracing a newfound sense of self rooted in authenticity and integrity. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes, divorced fathers have the opportunity to craft a narrative of resilience and redemption, weaving together the fragments of their shattered dreams into a tapestry of newfound purpose and meaning. Central to the process of rebuilding is the establishment of new goals and priorities. Divorce offers a clean slate, a canvas upon which fathers can paint the vision for their future. Through introspection and soul searching, fathers can identify their core values and aspirations, charting a course towards a life that aligns with their deepest desires and aspirations. Whether it be pursuing new career opportunities, cultivating meaningful relationships, or embarking on new adventures, the post-divorce landscape brims with infinite possibilities for growth and realization. Crucially, the journey of rebuilding after divorce is not without its challenges. It requires unwavering courage and resilience in the face of adversity. As fathers navigate through the uncertainties of this newfound terrain. Yet it is precisely through these challenges that true transformation occurs. Through the adversity, fathers discover the depths of their inner strength and resilience, emerging stronger and more resilient than ever before. Practical steps such as seeking support from friends and family, engaging in therapy or counseling, and cultivating a sense of self-compassion can provide invaluable guidance and support along the journey of rebuilding. By embracing the process with an open heart and a steadfast determination, fathers can lay the foundation for a brighter tomorrow, a future filled with hope, purpose, and boundless possibility. In essence, the redemption through divorce entails the courageous act of rebuilding, reconstructing a life that reflects one's true essence and deepest aspirations. By embracing resilience, courage, and perseverance, fathers can navigate through the uncertainties of divorce and emerge from the ashes with a renewed sense of purpose and vitality. In the journey of rebuilding lies the promise of redemption, a promise of a life that is not defined by the past, but by the infinite possibilities of the future. And fifth, community, finding strength and support in connection. Crucially, the journey of redemption through divorce is not a solitary expedition, but rather a communal pilgrimage, traversed hand in hand with those who offer solace, support, and solidarity. Much like Jesus surrounded himself with disciples, divorced fathers can draw strength from the embrace of a nurturing community, fostering connections that serve as lifelines amidst the tempest of transition and transformation. In this chapter, we delve into the profound significance of cultivating a support network, a sanctuary of empathy and understanding where fathers can find refuge and renewal amidst the tumult of divorce. This network encompasses a diverse tapestry of relationships ranging from friends and family members to therapists and support groups, each offering a unique blend of encouragement, guidance, and companionship. At its essence, the support network serves as a beacon of light in the darkness, illuminating the path towards healing and wholeness. Friends and family members lend their unwavering presence and compassionate listening ears, offering a safe space for fathers to articulate their deepest fears and vulnerabilities without judgment or censure. Their unconditional love and steadfast support provide a vital anchor amidst the storm, reaffirming the inherent worth and dignity of the individual as they navigate through the labyrinth of loss and renewal. Therapists and counselors play a pivotal role in the support network, offering professional expertise and guidance to facilitate the process of healing and self-discovery. Through individual therapy sessions, fathers can explore the complex emotions and dynamics at play in the aftermath of divorce, gaining valuable insights and coping strategies to navigate through the challenges with resilience and grace. Group therapy and support groups provide additional avenues for connection and camaraderie, allowing fathers to share their experiences and glean wisdom from others who walk a similar path. Crucially, the support network extends beyond the confines of formal relationships to encompass broader communities of faith, spirituality, and shared interests. Churches, mosques, temples, and other religious institutions offer a sanctuary of spiritual solace and communal support, nurturing the soul and fortifying the spirit with rituals, prayers, and sacred teachings. Likewise, shared interest groups and community organizations provide opportunities for social connection and belonging, fostering a sense of camaraderie and mutual support amongst like-minded individuals. In essence, the journey of redemption through divorce is enriched and ennobled by the presence of a supportive community, a fellowship of kindred spirits who walk alongside fathers on their path toward healing and renewal. By embracing the transformative power of connection and communal support, fathers can navigate through the challenges of divorce with resilience, grace, and a renewed sense of hope and future. And sixth, reflection. Embracing growth and transformation. As fathers embark on the arduous journey of redemption through divorce, the practice of reflection emerges as a sacred ritual, a poignant opportunity to pause, introspect, and glean wisdom from the tapestry of their experiences. This chapter invites fathers to embark on a soul-stirring journey of self-discovery and renewal, harnessing the power of reflection to navigate through the labyrinth of divorce with grace, resilience, and self-awareness. Reflection serves as a compass, guiding fathers through the twists and turns of their journey, illuminating the path towards healing and wholeness. It is a sacred act of introspection, a moment of stillness amidst the chaos where fathers can bear witness to the profound truths that reside within their hearts. At its essence, reflection is an invitation to embrace the full spectrum of one's experiences, the joys, the sorrows, the triumphs, and the setbacks. It is a journey of reckoning with the complexities of human existence, weaving together the threads of pain and resilience, loss and renewal, into a tapestry of profound wisdom and self-discovery. Crucially, reflection invites fathers to acknowledge the lessons learned along the way, the invaluable insights gleaned from moments of triumph and moments of adversity alike. Each twist and turn of the journey offers a profound opportunity for growth and transformation, inviting fathers to cultivate a deeper sense of self-awareness and resilience in the face of life's uncertainties. Moreover, reflection serves as a celebration of the milestones achieved, a testament to the courage, resilience, and unwavering determination that define the journey of redemption through divorce. Whether it be the small victories of self-discovery or the profound moments of healing and reconciliation, each milestone is a testament to the indomitable spirit of the human soul, triumphing over adversity with grace and fortitude. Through reflection, fathers cultivate a deeper sense of gratitude for the blessings that abound amidst the trials and tribulations of divorce. They bear witness to the countless moments of grace and kindness that illuminate their path, nurturing a profound sense of inner peace and fulfillment that transcends the confines of circumstance. And ultimately, reflection is a sacred practice, a transformative journey of self-discovery and renewal that unfolds with each passing moment. By embracing the practice of reflection with openness and humility, fathers can navigate through the challenges of divorce, again, with grace, resilience, and a renewed sense of hope for the future. 7, integration, embracing the fullness of redemption. In the culminating stage of our transformative journey, fathers stand at the threshold of integration, a sacred threshold where the lessons learned and the growth experienced through the tumult of divorce coalesce into a newfound sense of self. This chapter unfolds as a luminous tapestry, weaving together the threads of resilience, self-discovery, and profound transformation into a portrait of redemption and renewal. Integration is not merely a destination, but a dynamic process, a sacred alchemy of the soul, wherein fathers embrace the fullness of their experiences and weave them into the fabric of their present reality. It is a journey of reconciliation, reconciling the fragmented pieces of the past with the infinite possibilities of the present, and forging a path towards a future imbued with authenticity and wholeness. At its essence, integration is an act of radical self-acceptance, a courageous embrace of one's journey with all its complexities, triumphs, and tribulations. Fathers confront the shadows of their past with humility and grace, honoring the lessons learned and the growth experienced amidst divorce. Each moment of introspection, each tear shed, and each triumph celebrated becomes a sacred offering, a testament to the indomitable spirit of the human soul. Crucially, integration is a journey of embodiment, embodying the resilience, courage, and unwavering determination that define the journey of redemption through divorce. Fathers step into their newfound sense of self with confidence and conviction, embracing their scars as badges of honor and their vulnerabilities as sources of strength. They walk with a newfound sense of purpose, grounded in the wisdom and resilience forged amidst the trials and tribulations of divorce. Through integration, fathers reclaim agency over their narrative, rewriting the script of their lives with courage and authenticity. They refuse to be defined by the pain of their past, but instead choose to embody the fullness of their humanity, flawed yet infinitely resilient, wounded yet profoundly whole. Ultimately, integration is a sacred dance, a dance of reconciliation, renewal, and redemption that unfolds with each step taken along the journey. By embracing the process of integration with openness and humility, fathers emerge from the crucible of divorce with a renewed sense of purpose and vitality, ready to embrace the fullness of life with open hearts and unwavering courage. Gentlemen, thanks for listening to this. I sincerely appreciate you. I sincerely appreciate all that you're going through. I hope that this letter to you and speaks to your heart and what you're going through and the challenges of divorce, but also the opportunity for growth and redemption through the process. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you next week, and God bless.
To hear the rest of this episode and access the corresponding resources, visit thedivorcedadvocate.com and become a member of our community. It's free to join and will provide you with the resources you deserve as a divorced or divorcing dad. Thank you for listening. God bless, and I'll talk with you next week.